Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gordon Chang is our guest. Gordon is a China expert, a Pacific Rim expert. He's written books on all those topics. Many of you have seen him on television. He's on there quite often sharing his expertise and his wisdom on how to deal with Asian countries, especially China, and that's what we're talking about right now. Gordon, it's interesting that as the world leaders are gathering in Paris now to try to resurrect another Kyoto type of an agreement, and the president's been over there and he's committed to wrestling more out of our marketplace, out of the American marketplace, in favor of climate change. While all that's going on, China is becoming the number one emitter of carbon, isn't it? I mean, it's actually number one right now, isn't it?
China has been the number one emitter of carbon for about a half decade. The United States is number two. But, you know, clearly our carbon as a percentage of our GDP is actually very low.
That's right.
And is getting lower. And that's for a number of structural reasons. For instance, we're moving more towards services. But it's also become our manufacturing is more efficient.
That's right.
As it has to be. China, unfortunately, is a big per capita emitter of carbon. And it is, as I said, the world's number one emitter of carbon, full stop.
Say what that means.
Well, it means that they're dumping more CO2 into the air than any other country, and it's not even close. We're number two. India is number three and catching up. Will not end up being number two for very much longer.
In America, one of the reasons why, and by the way, folks, and you've heard me say this before, and I've reported on this now for about 3 years, the United States of America is now at 1990 Kyoto Accord levels of carbon emissions, even though our economy is three times what it was in 1990. So per dollar GDP, we're going down by factors, not just by numbers. And Gordon, I thank you for using the GDP analogy, because isn't that the best way? If we've got to feed people, if we've got to clothe people, If the new human beings coming on the planet this year and next year, if we've got to feed, clothe, and shelter those people, that means they're going to need products and services. So that means we have to produce an economy. If that's the case, shouldn't the lowest dollar GDP emitter be congratulated instead of made to feel like they were doing something wrong?
Absolutely, because we have become extremely efficient in our use of energy. And this is something which is an important trend. Now, the United States, of course, has done this in response to high energy prices. But even with low prices right now, we are still making efficiency gains. And that's largely because of technology and a very resilient economy.
Well, and we've converted to natural gas, which we found a lot of. That's helped. And we're using our own resources. But now, as China uses its own resources, it converts increasingly to coal, doesn't it?
Well, it's got a lot of coal, and it is trying to convert to natural gas and to some renewables, but nonetheless, it is still building coal plants at the rate of about two a week. So there has not been as much conversion as one would have hoped. And largely, you know, China is going to struggle with this because it is an energy importer, and they have been trying to make some gains. But they haven't enough, and we can see this from this enormous cloud of smog that covers northeast China. Beijing, for the first time ever, is under a red alert, smog alert. And, you know, essentially that means they need to shut down most of their industry. It means they're restricting car usage to alternate days, closing schools.
So that's the question for you, Gordon. At what point in time does their emissions reach critical mass to the point where China basically becomes a wasteland almost? I mean, where people can't live, they can't farm, they can't work in factories. I mean, at some point in time, isn't this going to become an environmental nightmare over there?
Well, it already is an environmental nightmare because each day, 4,000 Chinese die prematurely from bad air.
Wow.
In Beijing right now, the air is about 40 times worse than the safe standard set by the World Health Organization. And so what we're seeing right now in Beijing is that the environment is putting real limits on economic growth because these factories have to close.
But they've got other problems over there, don't they? I mean, what was it, two years ago, 4,000 hogs were floating down a river? I mean, what happened? What caused that to happen? I mean, and it's not just in the Northeast, right? I mean, they've got problems all over the country.
Well, China is one big environmental disaster. First of all, it is bad air, but it's also bad water and metals in the soil.
Yep.
And the other issue, and this also puts a limit on growth, is the scarcity of water. There is a scarcity of water. There's also a maldistribution of water, with water resources actually quite plentiful in the south and in the middle parts of the country. And in the northern part of the country, where there's been a lot of growth, there is very little water.
A lot of people are worried about China here in this country, but I've been saying for a while that there's a good chance that China is its own worst enemy. We don't have to worry about China. They'll sort of take care of themselves.
In a sense, that's absolutely right. It's not only the environment, it's also demography is going to put a limit on what the Chinese can do.
Yeah.
It's their exhausted economic model, which now is, I think, pretty much close to 1% or 2% growth.
Yeah.
This is something which, you know, they're doing to themselves.
Hold on to that thought, Gordon. When we come back, I'm going to get Gordon to recommend some policies to deal with all this here in the United States. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.